is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's such a great bounty from Allah. We are known to be from the middle and high class in this country. And this has a responsibility upon us. Because the majority of this country, if we don't know, has economic issues. They have economic problems. We have to be part of the solution. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ, that the merciful people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful with them. And then he said, اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Be, have mercy on the people of earth. He did not say just Muslims. See, nowadays some people think that Muslims are selfish. They only care about themselves. And if people think that way, they will never cooperate with us. They will never speak good of us. So we have to show that we care for everybody. This is part of our Islam. إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. You show mercy on the people of earth, everybody. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. And this is part of shukr. This is a part of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important. The last point, the fifth quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, is to disagree, but disagree respectfully. Look at the conversation that went between Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father. We all know that the father of Ibrahim was a staunch enemy of monotheism. He was an enemy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He fought Ibrahim. He tried to stop Ibrahim alayhi salam. But we all know the conversation in Surah Maryam between Ibrahim and his father. Can we not learn from that conversation? When Ibrahim alayhi salam was addressing his father, Ya Abati, O my father. He said it four times. O my father, O my father. Ya Abati, La ta'bur al-shaytan. O my father, do not worship Satan. O my father, I'm afraid for you. Inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabu min ar-Rahman. I'm afraid that Allah will punish you. This is how he addressed his father. And you know the response of the father. Qala araghibun anta an alihati ya Ibrahim. Are you leaving? Are you forsaking my idols? How dare you? لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. If you do not stop, I will stone you. وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. And leave me alone. Get away from me. I want you to be far away from me. This was the response of the father of Ibrahim a.s. And again Ibrahim says, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I will ask Allah to forgive you. This is how Ibrahim was dealing with his father. Now this is very important because a lot of times we disagree with others. And we should not be shy about that. We disagree with the atheists. We disagree with the Christians and the Jews. We disagree with the homosexuals. We disagree with so many people. That is something we should not hide. And we have the right in this country to disagree. But at the same time, we have to do it, you know, we have to do it like Ibrahim alayhi salam. The father of Ibrahim was a mushrik. And as the scholars say, the worst sin is to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to deny God, or to take partners with God. Yet, look how Ibrahim alayhi salam was talking to his father. We could always disagree, but show respect. Listen to the other, and have a debate. And show you proof. If we are secure about Islam, if we are secure about our religion, we should not be afraid. We present the argument, the other person presents the other argument, and I don't have any doubt that you will win if you do it correctly. So inshallah, even when we disagree, we should not get so hyped up, we should not get so angry. A lot of times it looks like the Muslims are so angry, they cannot present, they cannot articulate their argument. This is so wrong. Even if we disagree, even if we totally disagree, even if we're disgusted with the other way, the other, you know, whatever, idea, we should at least do it with respect. We can do it with respect, and that way we make our point, and it is much more convincing. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to embody and internalize these qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes, Ibrahim lived about 4,000 years ago, but his legacy is still alive. And it is the Muslims who can bring it alive again. If we can embody, if we can internalize, if we can live those five qualities, and there are many others. I just picked those five because I thought they were very relevant to us today. Number one, it is not to concern so much about the minority status. You are confident, even if you are few. You know, the Muslims, if you study history, they did best when they were a minority. Even in the beginning of Islam. And the Prophet said in a hadith, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيْعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. That Islam started as a minority. It will come back to be a minority at the end of time. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. He said, glad tidings, good news to the minority, to the strangers. So don't be afraid of a minority status. Don't think little of yourself because you're a minority. You are praised by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And think of Ibrahim. He was a nation by himself. That's number one. Number two, this relationship with Allah, الخلة, واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا, the love of God, it has to enter our hearts. You know, every worship we do in Islam is based on love. So how come a lot of the actions we do are so artificial, so shallow? Because the love of God, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not enter our hearts. So khulla, very important. Number three, al-hujjah, the strong argument. Not the argumentation, the endless argumentation, as we call it in Arabic, al-jadal bizanti. Not this, you know, quarrel. No, it is the strong argument. Number four, it is to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show that gratitude by helping others. And number five, we disagree. We don't shy about that, but we do it respectfully. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to embody and to actualize and internalize and act upon those great qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is how we can keep Ibrahim alayhi salam alive amongst us. This is how we can celebrate the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what this Eid is about. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all on this Eid. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a great, great day of Eid. And I say to all of you, كل عام وأنتم بخير, and عيد مبارك, تقبل الله منكم, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.